Over the weekend, House Speaker Paul Ryan snapped a selfie and put it on Instagram. The picture included him in front of a jam-packed room of new Capitol Hill interns. It was a lovely little celebration of future American leaders. Except, almost every single person in the room was white. And the internet responded with the hashtag #InternsSoWhite and comments such as blinded by the white. Now, it's not clear whether the Capitol Hill interns in the picture were a Republican or bipartisan group, but the picture does seem to reiterate a lack of diversity among congressional interns. And that matters to many because Washington internship programs are often the first step in the pipeline that funnels young, politically engaged people into future leadership roles. So let's get some perspective from Elroy Saylor. He's a Republican strategist and founder of Insight America, a nonprofit group that aims to increase diversity among congressional staff working for the Republican Party. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, what did you think when you saw the photo of Speaker Ryan and the Capitol Hill interns?
Well, I saw opportunity for our leader, our speaker, the conference in the United States Capitol to begin a process of continuing to grow and create new leaders and bring more leaders, young emerging leaders, to Capitol Hill.
And just to sort of put some context and numbers on how much opportunity there is, we were looking at one study about Senate staffers. So this is just on the Senate side of things. And it found that only 7% of top Senate staffers, this isn't interns, but staffers, are people of color in a nation where we have 28% of the voting age population are people of color. So there is a ton of room here for improvement in terms of diversifying not only staffers, but interns. What are the challenges there? Why aren't we seeing more diversity amongst congressional interns?
Megnick, I was an intern in 1988. I was a student at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, my junior year. I had an opportunity to intern in the Bush White House Office of the State Department Office of Legislative Affairs. Now, I didn't grow up upper income. I grew up closer to lower income, and I grew up in a city that's primarily blue-collar and primarily Democrat. While I was at Morehouse, I applied for an internship and was fortunate and blessed to come out to Washington. However, one of the challenges would have been funding or resources for transportation. Challenge two would have been housing. And challenge three would have been a stipend or just the cost of living in Washington, D.C.
Which now is higher than ever.
Who are low income or people of color who may not have as many opportunities as the broader community.
Right. So, I mean, just so if I can put a fine point on it, most of those congressional internships are not paid. And that's a huge problem. I mean, is there any movement to get more of those internships paid for, or is that going to be tough because, at least on the House side of things, all the internships are parsed out through the individual representatives' offices?
Yeah, I think that's going to continue to be open for discussion in terms of whether or not the United States Congress can pay for a comprehensive internship program. However, there are unique organizations, nonprofit organizations, that are doing public-private partnerships to ensure that students of color, in particular African Americans, have great opportunities to come to Washington, D.C. and intern on Capitol Hill.
You know, I'm obviously cognizant that we are having this discussion right in the middle of the Republican National Convention, and questions of race and the GOP have been paramount in this election cycle. And given that, I'm wondering, does that even further inflame the fire in your belly to do something about this? Because, I mean, I was reading a article from Carlos Mark Vera, who was a Democratic intern on Capitol Hill, and he said, hey, look, if you want to get a future job in Congress, you need to have, quote, Hill experience. And if we don't have young people of color getting that experience in college, then that future generation of leaders is just going to be as homogeneous tomorrow as it is today. And that's a problem for America. And is it a problem for the GOP?
You know, I've learned that it's a lot easier for me to speak through my faith versus through my race or the city that I grew up in, Detroit, or through the school that I went through, Morehouse College. You know, my faith teaches me that if diversity was good enough for Jesus Christ and God, then diversity should be good enough for the Republican Party and for all institutions in America, whether they're public or private. So when we look at diversity and inclusion in the culture, we need to recognize and respect and celebrate culture. However, we need to also look at the community. And until we get to a scenario where we can say that we're going to embrace community, that will allow you to bring in the various cultures, whether it's culture based on one's ethnicity, whether it's culture based on geography, whether it's culture based on gender. Those are the things that allow us to become a community. We need to create a community that celebrates the diverseness of our cultures.
Well, Elroy Saylor is CEO of J.C. Watts Companies and a Republican strategist and founder of Insight America, a nonprofit group that aims to increase diversity among congressional staff working for the Republican Party. Elroy Saylor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.